race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
You know, I keep a file in my filing cabinet. It's the first one. It's called the Tara Attack. And I've got all of my articles right there, ready to go. So that when the Tara Attack happens, if I'm sitting here, if I'm live on the air, recording a Battleground podcast, I can immediately tell you why it happened and how it happened. I'm that certain it's coming. So certain that I have over 100 of these files, but that's the first one sitting right here within reach of my hand. And when it happens, I'm going to talk to you about the CPB One app, about how it's an honor system where any terrorist on earth can just come in and claim to be someone else and will not only let you into the country, we'll do something that would have been unfathomable after 9/11. We'll put you on a plane. In fact, we'll make it easier for you to get on a plane as an ISIS terrorist from Tajikistan than it is for American citizens. You almost can't wrap your mind around it, but I can prove it, and I've got everything to do it right here in this folder. The only thing I don't know is it going to be a shooting terror attack like the 145 killed in Russia? Will they use planes again and kill thousands? Or God forbid, will they use bioweapons or chemical weapons, nuclear weapons, and kill millions? I don't know that part yet, but I do know how they'll get here. I know who will let them in. I know how I would get in if I was a terrorist right now. And that's really sad, because you can bet all the articles I have in this folder are the same ones the terrorists have been reading and printing out and making their plans. The Democrat voter drive at the border is recruiting, it became clear yesterday, an ISIS wing for the Democrat Party. Folks, you saw the grassroots protests at these colleges, right? We have come full circle since 9/11. It's not just we're going to be slack at the border. It's not just, well, we'll let anybody in. They love terrorists. When Hamas endorses the Democrat Party's grassroots protests at colleges, when Hamas specifically, they are a terror group. You're watching the merger of the Democrat Party. These people driving around with coexist stickers, they literally think they can coexist with terrorists in their neighborhood. And they're going to attempt to try it. This is what that sounds like.
Not only did the 8 suspected terrorists enter the United States illegally through the southern border, they apparently received, quote, full vetting, according to our own Bill Malusian. Now, the suspects are from Tajikistan, the landlocked country in Central Asia that borders Afghanistan to the south and China to the east. And recall the main suspects in the terrorist attack on that concert hall in Moscow back in March that killed 145 people. Those people were also from Tajikistan. Now, the FBI and DHS said in a statement to Fox, quote, the individuals arrested are detained in ICE custody pending removal proceedings. As the FBI and DHS have recently described in public and partner bulletins, the U.S. has been in a heightened threat environment. The FBI and DHS.
Yeah, we're in a heightened threat environment because the border's wide open. Now, here's what's fascinating. I talk about what all the time, the CPB One app and what a disaster it is and how terrorists are not only using it to get into the country, they're using it to get on a plane. We have now gone from the Department of Homeland Security, the only purpose of it was to secure the homeland from terrorists after 9/11. That was the purpose of it. Now the Department of Homeland Security is the agency that puts the terrorist on the plane, even though we're not real sure who they are. Here's National Security Advisor Donald Trump, John Olyat, explaining this. This terrorist filled out the application on Joe Biden's CPB One app, got the QR code, the QR code that the illegal immigrant and the federal government use in partnerships, they break the law together, got the QR code, went right into the country. He didn't even hide. That's how ridiculous this is.
It's a disaster here. One of these eight actually used the app. They have an app with your phone where you can actually go in and get pre-vetted. And so we're now having terrorists use the app to get into our country. And so, look, this is something where it's absolutely, this is an open border and the terrorists know it. And so whether it's the ISIS-K guys who went after just a couple months ago in Moscow and killed over 100 people who are there in Moscow, this is a...
Yeah, that's who this is. These are ISIS terrorists from Tajikistan, so unafraid and unconcerned. Because the word is spreading, but Democrats love terrorists. They think terrorists are freedom fighters and they're cool and they're hip and they're hot and everybody wants to march beside a terrorist right now. I am not kidding. I mean, Exhibit A is what is happening on our college campuses. Democrat Party is paralyzed in the face of this. Terrorists are perceived to be victims of the patriarchy and as such must be given deference. That is where we are. But I told you we'd be here. I went and dug this back up. You've heard this on my show. Let's go back because I've been forecasting. It's December 21st, 2023. The letter Senator Ted Cruz wrote to the Department of Homeland Insecurity and Unsecurity warning about the CPB1 app. Why? Because you go on there, you claim to be whoever, Muhammad, and maybe you're like Muhammad Rahim, the terrorist. But if you say you're Muhammad, they have no way to know. They just accept what you say. This is how this terrorist was fully screened on the CPB1 app and walked into the country. But it's worse. Let me read. From Ted Cruz's letter to the Department of Homeland Insecurity and Unsecurity about the screening of the migrants with the CPB1 app. While Americans must present an acceptable form of identification to fly or at least have their identities confirmed, the TSA is permitting illegal aliens without ID to opt for an alternate identity verification process using the CPB1 app, which ISIS has now used successfully to get into the country. Cruz continued saying the process, quote, takes illegal aliens at their word on certain data and allows them to obtain Department of Homeland Security documents to fly out of airports. It shocks the mind, y'all. Shocks the mind. How did 9/11 happen? Terrorists got on a plane. It is now easier for foreign terrorists to get on a plane than it was before 9/11 because the Democrats are running a voter drive and they think that terrorists are going to make good Democrat voters. They probably will before they kill us all. From Fox News, that's what I'm reading from. The U.S. has been allowing around 1,600 migrants a day to be paroled into the U.S. through ports of entry using the CPB1 app. Do I not scream about this every day? Which allows migrants, that's illegal immigrants, to upload photographs and other information and schedule an appointment with a CPB officer. But Cruz, the ranking member of the Senate Commerce Committee, says that even if they do not, listen to this, even if they do not have a passport or other way to prove their identity, they can still be paroled into the U.S. using the CPB1 app. He then says if they try to fly out of an airport, TSA may use the terrorist or illegal's unverified name and date of birth in the CPB1 app to verify his identity, even though the person may in fact be a terrorist or other criminal traveling under a fake identity. Again, this was Ted Cruz's warning in December. We just watched ISIS do this. Folks, I've been telling you this was coming. You know what the story is going to be? Plane's going to go down. It's going to go down horrifically. It's going to kill a lot of people. And it will turn out that our government put the terrorist on the plane. And they'll say, oh, the screening failed. So sad. Why'd the screening fail? Well, it's kind of an honor system. You're giving QR codes to come into the country to people from Tajikistan? Well, yeah, they're probably good Democrat voters. Again, Tajikistan is a hotbed of ISIS terror. That is where the Moscow terrorists came from that just killed 145 people in a terror attack on Moscow. And our government sees that and goes, great Democrat voters. They're really angry. They're going to fit in really well with the Democrat base. How bad is this, folks? Here's another article. Check this out on Rumble. You want to read this one? I'm just telling you how the attack is going to happen because it's inevitable at this point. Headline, Texas Republican introduces bill requiring CBP, that's Customs and Border Patrol, to screen migrants against the federal terror watch list. Wait, they're not doing it? Nope. Not as a matter of practice. So There is so little concern for human life. We have a CPB1 app that essentially is an honor system, even if your ICE is from Tajikistan. And we have a Customs and Border Patrol that is required, not by law, but by the rules of this administration, to let people go within 72 hours if they can't figure out who they are. And we have an honor system inside the CPB1 app that keeps CPB, the Customs and Border Patrol, from figuring out who you are. Folks, this is a ticking time gone there bomb. There is going to be a catastrophic terror attack. Let's go back, shall we, through the file? NBC News, April 11th, 2024, headline, Man on Terror Watch List Released by Border Patrol. So they're people on the terror watch are turning themselves into the Biden administration, and nothing happens. Why is that? They have an informal rule. They got to let them go in 72 hours. Do you remember that case? They thought the guy, Customs and Border Patrol, thought the guy they had in custody was on the terror watch list, but there's a small discrepancy with the name, right? So what would you do? What would a normal American citizen who values, you know, human life do? Well, you'd hold him. You'd hold him till you figured it out. Is this guy the terrorist on the terror watch list, or is he not? He's an illegal immigrant. We can hold him all day long. Nope. No. 72 hours passed, and they still couldn't figure it out, so they gave him the benefit of the doubt, and they let him go. Oh, and then they gave him the work papers that you can use to fly. They put him on a plane three times. He used the work papers three times to fly domestically. He was on the terror watch list. That was a different guy. You want to read that? The headline, you look it up, NBC News, Man on Terror Watch List was released by Border Patrol. Folks, this is becoming, we're not at a weekly thing yet, but like a twice monthly thing. Hey, there's some more ISIS terrorists. Welcome to America. Hey, you want to vote? Yeah, register to vote Democrat. We'd love you guys. Hey, we're having a college campus protest. You want to bring some smoke bombs like this weekend at the White House? Yeah, no, we're not going to have any feds there. No, don't worry. You're terrorists. We love you guys. Hey, vote Democrat. This is where we are, folks. I am not exaggerating. This is the mentality. We are at a point where Republicans have to sponsor bills. By the way, the Senate wouldn't pick the bill up because it's Democrat controlled. Requiring everybody gets run against the terror watch list and they are not released until that's finished. Democrats wouldn't even take that up. Do you understand where they are? Here's where they are. We love terrorists. We love Hamas. We love ISIS. And we're going to let them go. We're going to let them. Look at the headline on this if you're listening to me on Rumble. Look at this. Look at this. Senate Republican introduces bill requiring, it since it passed, CBP to screen migrants against federal terror watch list. Why? The Democrats won't do it. They want them here. We can debate the reasons why. I have my theories, but you cannot debate that they do. This is what I have, because you guys listen to me every day. I scream about the CPB1 app. Again, Ted Cruz's letter to Department of Homeland Security laying it out. It is largely an honor system. If they do not have a passport or other way to prove their identity, you can go download the CPB1 app. I have it on my phone right now. Download the CPB1 app and be paroled into the U.S., complete with work papers so you could use them to fly. No photo ID necessary, which just enrages me. Because folks, the last day when I flew out to Utah with my daughter for the hiking trip, I was sexually assaulted by the TSA. I was so upset. I was shaking. I mean, I got the full crotch grab. Because I'm an American, right? I'm not a terrorist, or I'm not a highly valued Democrat voter. This is incredible, y'all. Culturally, the Democrats clearly intend to live side by side with terrorists. I think they think of them like their friends Hamas. But this is not the first time. Remember this headline from NBC News? This is April 11th. I'll put all of these links in the sources for the podcast in the podcast description. Man on Terror Watch List was released by Border Patrol. Yeah. And remember, he flew multiple times. He's an Afghani from the terror watch list, apprehended by the Border Patrol, but released. Do you remember that story? He turned himself in because, of course, he has no fear of our government. And they thought he was the same person on the watch list. They weren't 100% sure. Now, what would normal, rational people do at that point? They would hold him, right, till they figure it out. Nah, they gave him the benefit of the doubt, and out the door he went. This is part of a problem because the informal rule inside the Border Patrol is they're not supposed to hold them beyond 72 hours. And apparently it doesn't matter if they're suspected terrorists. So he was let go. He was given the work papers, flew multiple times domestically before they eventually, many months later, picked him up. Okay, this is the level of ridiculous this country has gotten to. That mess led to this. Texas Republican introduces bill requiring Customs and Border Patrol to screen migrants against the federal terror watch list. And the bill would require them to keep them in custody until they get a yes or a no. The just simple things you do if you have just even the most basic respect for human life. Folks, it shows you the level of absurdity we're living with that we actually need laws to require Customs and Border Patrol to screen people against the terror database. And what it shows you is they're not. Anyway, you can find the links to all these stories in the podcast description. I've taken the unusual step of printing them out and putting them in this folder I keep right here beside my left leg at my desk so I can whip it out when the catastrophic terror attack occurs immediately in real time on the show and then in the podcast, explain to you why. It'd be so much better if I could just pitch the whole thing and we didn't have the terror attack, but Democrats are determined that it's going to be so, and so it will be.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.